Over a year ago, the Community Solutions Center in Northwest Roanoke opened its doors in what had been a former lounge and restaurant and what the police department called a hotspot for calls due to incidents there. The man credited with conceiving the transformation to the Community Solutions Center under the auspices of Feeding America Southwest Virginia, now leaving his post as Chief Impact Officer for Feeding America, which has appointed a new director for the center. Joining WFIR anchor reporter G. Moreno and me live in studio this morning, retired Roanoke Police Captain Rick Morrison and Cheryl Cobbs, the new director for the Community Solutions Center. Before we speak with them, Rick's former boss, Roanoke City Chief of Police Tim Jones, says the center's impact is drawing attention even from the D.C. Police Department.
Kind of interesting, you know, an area as large as D.C. Metro. Here in Roanoke, looking at an initiative here and the police involvement and wanting to replicate that in their area, but speaking to the very challenges that we see here.
Well, let's say good morning to Cheryl and Rick. Good morning. Good to have you both with us. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. We're excited to be here.
Well, Rick, before we get started talking about the center, you were the Roanoke Police with the police department for 21 years. Chief Tim Jones will retire next year. Your thoughts on that? I assume he was one of the first people you went to with the idea of converting what had been Mrs. Chalk's Lounge on Melrose Avenue to the Community Solutions Center. So talk about those things, if you will. First about Chief Jones.
Yeah, well, I've my whole career was under Chief Jones in various capacities. When I first started, I believe he was a sergeant with the department, as of me as a new officer. So through his entire career of, you know, I guess almost 40 years with the department, you know, I spent my 21 years, almost 22 years under his command at certain levels. So good guy, respect him a lot, gave almost 40 years to the city. And I think, you know, for him, it's the right time to move to his next chapter.
Right. Did you go to Tim Jones, Chief Jones, with this idea? Hey,
matter of fact, it was right after a prayer walk we were doing in that neighborhood, and we stood down the hill from JB's, the old nightclub, and we were looking down there on this dilapidated, crime-ridden place, and I looked over to Chief. I said, Chief, what if the next time this opened up, it wasn't a nightclub, but maybe something that's really positive for the community? And I kind of challenged him, and he challenged me back. He said, Rick, if it could be done, you can do it, so you have a blank check.
Now, but the police department didn't put any money into there. You had to go out and find people to do the investment, correct?
That is correct.
And Food Lion put a chunk of money into there, I believe.
Food Lion was a major contributor. Again, I think what really drew people, organizations to this project was it was a grassroots level, community-led initiative. I think the police kind of sparked it, but then quickly turned that flame over to the community, and they put it into a forest fire.
So how did you get Feeding America on board? Did you go to Pamela Irvine and say, I have this idea, and I think it took more than like $1.4 million to get it off the ground or something.
Yes.
And had they been looking, Feeding America, looking for something like this?
No, they were not. This was not even in their 25-year strategic plan. It wasn't in their budget. But as you know, Pam, 38 years in this community at the food bank. She really was she knew the community very well, and she saw the immediate need and impact of this initiative. So she did went to her board, and the board, which was very supportive, but said, you realize that these concepts that you're talking about, they're not even in our strategic plan. They're not even in our vocabulary about beyond just pushing food out to people. You know, this is about case management, job training. This is all new stuff for us, but we know that there's value and the community needs this. So if you can raise that, you know, $1 million or $900,000 in 90 days, we'll support you. And it was amazing. So the city of Roanoke with community block grant money and then the donation from Food Lion, they were huge in getting that initiative to come to reality.
Then I think you had the additional challenge that there was a fire there. They had to go through all that.
About 3 days before closing on the property, the fire department was driving by like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning from a call, happened to look over and they literally saw flames shooting out of the building 3 days before closing on the property. And we found out through the investigation, one of our local arsonists put a mattress behind the building and set it on fire.
Hmm. Cheryl Cobbs is a resident of Northwest Roanoke. You were most recently with Virginia Cares, which works on reentry program for ex-offenders. Now you're the director of the Community Solutions Center, and before I ask you about some other things, but talk about what goes on there as far as the training and the meal preparation. Talk about all that.
So there's so much to talk about. You wouldn't know it unless you come in and actually see what we do. We do have a culinary arts program, and we're in cohort number 5 right now. And so basically that program is offered to unemployed or underemployed individuals. It's honestly open to anyone who would like to enhance their culinary skills, but we're really seeking to work with people in that community, residents in that community who want to enhance their skills, become employable, and really fine-tune what they're doing in their lives and hopefully pass down that legacy to their children and their children's children.
And you're working with Goodwill on that.
We work with Goodwill. We have other partners as well, Virginia Career Works also. And one of my key things that I'm really looking to do is to really make our partnerships more robust, working with other agencies who would like to also refer people that would like to come into our program. In addition to the culinary arts program, we also prepare, package, and send out meals into the community for kids. And that's huge. We have anywhere from 5 folks in that kitchen to 25 in a day to help push out those meals. When Rick told me the number from last May to this May was about 70,000 meals that went out of that kitchen to serve kids in this community, I was just like, this place is huge for me. It means so much. And to really be able to go out and witness those kids eating and coming together and having a safe space to do that is just a beautiful thing to see.
We're talking with Cheryl Cobbs and Rick Morrison from the Feeding America, the Community Solutions Center. Rick's sort of handing over the reins to you. Talk about the Community Solutions Center. When they first proposed it, Cheryl, I heard from a few people in the neighborhood, including people that claim to be leaders in the neighborhood, that they were leery of outsiders coming in to the neighborhood, and they really were taking a cautious attitude. Did you hear some of that, and do you think that to some extent that fear has been allayed, that people see this as an asset to the community?
Yes, I did. I heard some of that. When you don't take the opportunity to come in proximity with something or someone, you kind of do have a viewpoint based on history, based on whatever may have happened in the past. So I had heard some of that. But coming in myself, I've learned that it's actually the total opposite. The center is really there for the community. And hearing how it started as far as reaching out to the community for what they value, what they find important, has really been played into that, into the center. And I think that we're doing a great job of that. And one thing I do have a goal for is to really reach out into the community, make sure that they understand and know to have a perspective that the center is there for them and not just outsiders coming in, kind of telling them what they should have and what they should do. But it's really a partnership.
Just for clarification, during when you're not in the summer, when you were sending meals to summer camps, you're doing it for after school programs and I think some for seniors too, correct?
We don't. Seniors, we don't do. But now from Feeding America, you know, from the other parts of the programs, we do serve seniors and other populations. But from the center itself is the children's feeding program after school and then also summertime.
Okay. So you'll be doing that all year round?
Yes, all year round.
Rick Morrison, you're leaving your role as Chief Impact Officer for Feeding America, I think, in a couple days.
Friday,
right. But you're going to continue your work with your organization, Inspired Policing Solutions, which consults on community culture change with police departments. Talk about what that means, and is the Community Solutions Center a good example of that culture change?
Well, first of all, yes, I think the Community Solutions Center itself is a great example of what can be done. Is when police and community come together and break down the barriers and perceptions of each other and then focus on the issues of the community. And then the police, I'm a big proponent of this, is the police that were never meant to be the center of the universe of communities. It's the communities themselves. It's their community, their homes. They're the ones should be taking a very proactive approach to wherever the issues may be, and the police and other resources come alongside of communities to help support and to achieve those goals. So it's always, I'm a big proponent. I teach law enforcement, you know, organizations and communities. Listen, back out law enforcement, allow and empower communities to take control of their own neighborhoods, and then we support.
All righty, it's 8:53 at WFIR. We're delighted to have with us this morning retired Roanoke Police Captain Rick Morrison and Cheryl Cobbs, the new director for the Community Solutions Center. Cheryl, what do you see in the future now for the Community Solutions Center besides the culinary arts training program and preparing meals you talked about for the after-school programs and seniors? Do you see it becoming, Cheryl, more of a hub for other community activities as well?
Absolutely. One of the focuses that we're heading into now is health. And really having a holistic approach to helping community members. Mm-hmm. And so one approach is that we will actually work with Carilion and some other partners in the city to be able to offer health screenings and help folks who have diabetes or high blood pressure, really monitor those issues, mm-hmm. and then also tailor food to them that would assist in that. So that's one of the ongoing or actually upcoming programs that we'll offer. One thing I'm looking at as well is working with the schools possibly in some kind of capacity to work with youth who might be at risk and bringing them into the center and figuring out ways that they can enhance their education, their skill level, and also assist the community and give back. So those are two things. As far as the program itself, we really want to become accredited. So that's one of the goals that I'll have on my plate going into it.
The culinary program, you mean?
The culinary arts program, becoming accredited. Rick calls it Chapter 2. So I am headed into Chapter 2 pretty quickly, kind of hit the ground rolling. But those are three immediate things that I can kind of see coming down.
So are you working with this, like ACF, John Shop, or people like
ACF,
that?
ACF, yes. And right. We're actually going to be working closely with Virginia Western, Chef C, John Shop,
right.
And I'm kind of navigating that.
Okay. Let me ask both of you, this model, can it be replicated elsewhere in other communities? Even in parts of Roanoke, like Southeast, can this type of model be replicated?
I believe so, absolutely. Yeah, it's very sustainable. It's an easy, simple, as Rick mentioned, kind of grassroots, and it's community-led. So if a community is active and they want to see this type of change, definitely. And the partners are more than willing.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. And I would agree with that completely, yes. It's, you can take this model anywhere in the city or in the country, and you can replicate this very easily. Again, knowing the right steps, the partnerships, mm-hmm. and the willingness. Absolutely.
You know, you've been doing some work with other police departments around the country, community policing, that type of thing. Rick, do you see this, where this is going on in other places? Are they doing things like this, or are they looking at the Roanoke model?
Some are looking at the Roanoke model. Obviously, every community is different. Every community has some different nuances or different issues. So I think the basic framework can go anywhere. But once you get into a community, you know, there's diverseness, there's all these different things that you have to take into consideration. And so this is a framework, but it's not a cookie cutter, because you're dealing with communities and you're dealing with people. So you can't be a cookie cutter. We can build a framework. Within that framework, you know, tailor make what you need.
Cheryl, how do you know when the Community Solutions Center on Melrose Avenue in Northwest, how are you going to know when it's making a ripple impact on the community?
I think we'll hear it from the community. I think that will be one of my first barometers, is to hear the impact that is having in people's lives, to watch our students go out and get jobs, yeah. To be able to see those children being fed and those health numbers becoming better. You know, diabetes numbers are coming down, high blood pressure. Folks that come in to our nutritional education classes that we hold at the center saying, I read labels now. You know, it might be some small, you know, the immediate ones might be kind of small. Baby steps. But definitely, we're going to be looking at the impact that it has directly to the community and hearing back from those members of the community.
Mm-hmm. Anything in particular in your background that really made you feel suited for this? I feel like I'm doing a job interview.
It's actually a little bit of everything that I've done. I've been a director at a school before for 10 years. I own my own bakery now, so I have entrepreneurship. I've gone through Virginia Western's Culinary Arts Program, and I've been in nonprofit community action for over 20 years. So literally everything I've done is now at the center. It's the hub of what I've done in my life.
I've got about 30 seconds left, Rick, just to wrap up. You're leaving your role as Chief Impact Officer for Feeding America and the Community Solutions Director. You're leaving everything in good hands.
Great hands. And just when what Cheryl just said, you know, of all those experiences that she has and more that she brings to the table. For Pam and I, we did a rigorous background as far as hiring someone. We went through interview processes and resumes. Cheryl was very evident at the end of the day who would be the best person to take this role, and there is no doubt in our minds.
All right, Cheryl Cobbs and Rick Morrison from the Community Solutions Center. Good luck with what you're doing, and good luck in the future with the center, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Gene.